USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hurricane Dorian continues to move toward Florida with increasing fury, menacing the eastern coast with potentially devastating direct hits, while also giving indications it may just skirt up the U.S. coastline. Forecasters continue to warn that no one is out of danger at this point, and Dorian could still hit Florida with extremely dangerous 140-mile-an-hour winds late Monday, with millions of people in the crosshairs. But some of the more reliable computer models predicted a turn northward that would have Dorian hugging the coast, delivering just a glancing blow, according to the National Hurricane Center. Health officials are recommending people who vape consider avoiding e-cigarettes while they investigate more cases of a breathing ailment linked to the device. While the cause remains unclear, officials say that many reports involve e-cigarette products that contain THC. Officials from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention say they are now looking at 215 possible cases across 25 states. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stealth? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investors had a strong finish to the week on Wall Street. With that story, here's Robin Walensky.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, investors seeing green ahead of the Labor Day holiday weekend. The Dow gaining 326 points to close at 26,362. The Nasdaq up 116 points. The S&P 500 up 36 points.
Here's the latest on the protests that continue in Hong Kong. President Donald Trump said he thinks the situation in Hong Kong would have been much worse and more violent if not for the U.S. trade war with China. Trump says he sees a connection between Hong Kong's pro-democracy protest and the trade negotiation. He said the talks are keeping down the temperature, and Trump says China wants to make a deal, and they know it puts us in a very bad position if there's not a humane way of handling the problems in the semi-autonomous Chinese city. The ongoing demonstrations in Hong Kong are against what many residents see as an increasing erosion of freedoms they were promised in 1997. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has issued a new rule on loan forgiveness for students defrauded by their colleges, a rewrite of Obama-era regulations that advocates say will make it tougher for students to get relief. DeVos says students must be held accountable, but that the Obama rule wasn't working correctly. But James Caval, president for the Institute of College Access and Success, says it will make it almost impossible for students to get relief. He says rules force students to submit evidence they don't even have and can't get prevent students who are harmed as a group from getting relief. The new rule is the latest rollback of Obama-era regulations targeting for-profit colleges. Researchers are now saying suspected nation-state hackers infected Apple iPhones with spyware over a two-year period in what security experts are calling an alarming security failure for a company whose calling card is absolute privacy. A mere visit to one of a number of small tainted websites could infect an iPhone with an implant capable of sending the smartphone owner's text messages, email, photos, and real-time location data to the cyber spies behind the operation. Jake Williams, the president of Redention Security, said this is definitely the most serious iPhone hacking incident that's ever been brought to the public's attention. Announced by Google researchers, the last of the vulnerabilities were quickly fixed by Apple, but only after thousands of iPhone users were exposed over 2 years. Don't forget, you can listen online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.